Happy Friday, everybody. I want to thank Pat Deering for leading our franchisor presentation call. So Pat, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you, Tracy, and thank you everybody who's joining us this afternoon. I know we're all getting ready for a holiday weekend, and I appreciate your taking the time. LifeSpring is one of those unique businesses. I really like it. And I want to just kind of tell you a little bit about, you know, what I know. I've closed one deal with it. I know we've seen a couple of other deals come through lately. So I don't pretend to be an expert other than, you know, I'm successful with LifeSpring, and I'll show it again when I get the right candidate, if you would. So first and foremost with LifeSpring, the one thing to remember is this is just not another senior care business. They're relatively new to franchising. They've been in business since 2003 and only franchising since 2012. But they've really developed a very mature business systems. This is a concept that you're going to show to that candidate, the higher level candidate that might otherwise be looking for a master or an area developer. It's definitely not a me-too business. They're working with Medicare, so that gives it a higher barrier to entry. And it is really in a completely different space. It's Medicare. They're doing home health care. They're doing hospice. It's not just seniors. Seniors are not the only customers that they have. What makes this a little bit unique in that the candidate needs to understand is that when they purchase a LifeSpring franchise, they immediately go into acquisition mode. They're going to go after an acquisition target in the business that already has a Medicare provider number. So this is really a two-step process. When they're buying the franchise, they really don't know what their business is going to look like as far as the acquisition target. So it becomes a little bit of a leap of faith there. And it can take between 6 and 9 months for them to find a business to acquire. Now, they have the option to go out and get a new Medicare provider number, but that's not what LifeSpring recommends that they do. And, in fact, it could take 18 to 24 months to get a Medicare number in those areas where you can get a number. And to date, none of the franchisees that LifeSpring have gone out and started from getting their own number. They've all done acquisitions. I closed my deal last September, and my client is just now finalizing her acquisition. It's been a bit of a road just to find the right business for her. Now, they need a minimum of $750,000 as far as the net worth is concerned, and stronger is better because they're going to need to go out and make that acquisition. And the acquisitions to date have averaged anywhere between $250,000 and $600,000. So their money can't all be tied up in a house. They need to be able to have access to cash in order to be able to have that the injection for the acquisition for the banks, for the SBA loans. Buyer motives, achiever. Strongest is achiever societal or achiever emulator. It is a complex deal that requires someone to analyze and take a risk. It's not a very good concept for a belonger. They have trouble getting over that, the unknown and the two-step process. So I would suggest that any achiever and other combinations, but be cautious with belongers for this particular concept. As far as the background is concerned of the client, they need to have higher-level management experience, a CEO, a COO, a VP, CFO. They don't need strong sales background because they're going to hire a sales arm right out of the gate. So it's really the operations management, the general management expertise that's important to the candidate that they're going to take into this business. Also, if they've got a background in mergers and acquisitions, if they know how to go out and do that, that's going to help them, especially in the beginning, when they're out there trying to find that that provider that they can acquire. Stage of growth, when I look at this franchise and I looked at that, I had a little trouble with that. If I look at LifeSpring, they certainly, by their size and how long they've been in business since 2012, as far as that's concerned, they would be in the entrepreneurial stage, but they really do look like a much more seasoned franchise. But your person that you're presenting does definitely need to be a risk taker and be able to go into that entrepreneurial area, because they are there's a lot of risk and again the unknown of going out and making the acquisition. A little bit about my client. She was a strong achiever societal. There was a lot of emulator there, but a strong achiever societal. And she had a background in the utility company acquisitions and mergers. So a very analytical person. She was looking for a good business that she could be proud to own, a lot of the societal there, and that she could grow to be a very large business. Now, she wasn't a salesperson, more operational expertise. She wanted to be able to use her analytical skills that she had acquired over her corporate career and replace the $250,000 income. And that was important to her. So this was a really good fit for her in looking at that. I don't have a lot of masters here, and a lot of the masters that we look at need a lot of sales background, and that just, she's an operational person. Some of the ambushes that you're going to run into is if certainly there's too many senior care businesses. That's the one we all hear. And as I mentioned, this one's very different. It's home health care, it's hospice, it's Medicare billing, so there's a very high barrier to entry. Not everybody can get into this space, and so it really is not a me too business. You're setting yourself apart through the by working with Medicare. Another ambush is that it is a new franchise.
Yeah. How are you?
And as I mentioned, it was they started in 2012. But they, my candidate, who came out of a very structured environment, was very impressed with the tools and the structure that LifeSpring's already got in place. So they really mirror a much more structured, senior, seasoned franchise. Another ambush is Medicare. I mean, that's a plus and a minus. People view Medicare, the government, they won't pay us, they're hard to deal with. And the answer to that ambush is basically that LifeSpring has gone into a niche which they call episodic care. And Medicare actually pays 60% up front. And then they pay the remainder at the conclusion. And they're paying within 10 to 15 days. So they pay pretty quickly in these particular situations. So they got good cash flow, and also LifeSpring is handling the billing for them, so they don't have to worry about dealing directly with Medicare. They're taking care of the delivery side. And the last ambush that I would suggest is people say my state is different. Well, I can tell you, I live in Florida, and my state is different. We regulate everything. But Medicare is a national program, so you're dealing with national rules, and those are the same regardless of where you're located. What we ran into in Florida is the regulations really determine the territory. We have something called zones the state puts in place. And so it came down to the structure of the territory had to be a little different than it might have been if I'd been in a different state. But LifeSpring was very knowledgeable. They were right on top of it, and they helped my candidate really find a structure that was going to work for her. So what do you want to show this business? Well, it can be a very big business, a very large business. So it's for that achiever, the person that wants to grow a big business. And they make a very strong earnings claim. You know, and the expectation that I got from LifeSpring is they expect somebody to be at 3 to 5 million in 3 to 5 years. It's top line with very strong bottom line. Now that's for us. It's not, that's not published in their FDD. It is good for that high-level executive, the management person, someone who doesn't have a lot of sales background and doesn't want to get out there and sell. This is a full-time business, so it's not semi-absentee. They may be able to eventually step back, but this is really a full-time business, so it's something you need to be aware of. If they're looking for semi-absentee, this is not the business for them. They offer large territories, and I think their FDD quotes 20,000 seniors or Medicare-eligible people, but LifeSpring actually has been granting even 35 to 40,000 seniors in the territory. If you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of seniors, that could be a large geographic area. Here in my area, that's very small. I can have multiple territories right in my very close area here. I've probably got one county that's got more than 35 to 40,000 seniors in it that are Medicare eligible. So, again, but large territories. And the last thing that I want to mention, and I really want to stress this, is that you've got two pros handling your leads. You've got Jack McGinnis and Liz Beck, and they are outstanding. They work with you, the frickin' frack. They keep you informed. They are deal closers, and I asked them, you know, what's their average deal time. It's about 65 to 90 days is what they've been closing on deals. And I would tell you mine took 78 days, and that was over the summer months, and I think everybody took vacation during that period of time. So with vacations and all the distractions we had last summer, we still got it closed in 78 days. They are just excellent in working with us and helping us through the process. As far as how to show this, it is a true executive model. It is scalable. There is a high barrier to entry. You don't need retail space. You can have a small office. You have multiple revenue streams that actually feed on one another, from the companion care to light housekeeping to the medical side. Again, the barrier to entry, as far as there is a higher barrier and working with Medicare, not everybody can or will work with that. You are getting in on the ground floor of a business that has some pretty sophisticated systems. And it doesn't require a high level of sales on the part of the franchisee. So I would also say that the script out there on a FranConnect is excellent. But before I presented it to my client, I will tell you, I picked up the phone and called Jack and said, here's how I'm going to present it. What do you think? And he gave me some pointers. And I would highly recommend if you're getting ready to present it to a client that you give either Jack or Liz a call and let them make sure that you're on track with what they're, you know, with how you're presenting it to have the best possible outcome. So any questions? I kind of ran through that pretty quickly.
Yes, this is Carl in Reno, Nevada. And I have a client that's actually in the process right now with two Zoras, and one is LifeSpring with Liz. My question has to do with financing. This client's got about a $1.8 million net worth and 470 or so liquid in stocks and stuff, but he's going to want to finance part of this. Is an SBA loan possible once you identify the agency that you want to acquire?
It's a good question, and my client actually went to Benetrends and got, and they're willing to help her through the SBA process. This was last September, and she's just now in the final stages, and yes, SBA, they are approved for that, and she's going to be financing part of her, so yes, that's a possibility.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're engaged with Benetrends as well for the same thing. I had it this morning, but yeah, it's kind of uncertain at this point. So my concern is if he can't get the commitment going in, I don't want him to get cold feet because of having an uncertainty on being able to get financed. Otherwise, he's probably looking at a margin loan against his stock portfolio.
Well, again, Benetrends, you know, there's never a guarantee until they identify the acquisition target. But I know with my client, they looked at her and looked at her ability to get a loan. And, you know, once the business is identified, they, you know, gave her a number as the maximum as to what she could look at.
What, was she
under
still employed?
Pardon? No, she was not. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rita. What's their day-to-day operation? What are they doing day-to-day?
It's general overall management. You're managing RNs, you're managing your staff, and managing marketing and sales. So it really is a GM, general manager role.
Okay.
This is Carl again. What was your experience with validation with their other Zs?
It was excellent. They have some good franchisees out there. You know, everybody's relatively new. So, again, there's some leap of faith there because they are new. But very strong validation across the board. And I would say, by the way, about half of the franchisees are women. So it can work for a woman or a man. I think we just had a couple of closings there. I think did Jack do one, I believe, and there was one up in the Northeast, and I saw one out in San Francisco that Gordon just did. I don't know if they're on the line or not.
I'm aware that there's one in San Ramon right outside of San Francisco, and I think they've identified the target for the acquisition, but I don't think he's completely up and running yet is the situation with him.
That's correct. This is Gordon.
And Gordon, would you like to share anything about LifeSpring that maybe I missed?
Well, you did a great job. I'm not sure I can add too much to it, but I think the SBA component is pretty important, and they're getting their sea legs on that one. And my candidate did go to Benetrends, but they also may be going to an SBA lender here locally as well. Mm-hmm. They're kind of looking at what kind of deal they can get. So this gentleman is just awesome, and he's gonna be tremendously successful.
Good. Yeah. You know, the acquisition has been a bit problematic for my client, but she's finally identified someone here. And part of our issue is the zone issue that we've got here in Florida. You just can't. It gets a little complicated. But she's identified, and she's going through that process as well.
Yeah,
and
one thing nice about my candidate was that, you know, he's very concerned, as most people might be. Okay, let's say I buy the franchise. How do I know for sure that I can find an existing resale to acquire?
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, their operations person, has been pretty helpful, and he's gaining a lot of knowledge in going out there and trying to find different resale targets at various different price points, so that when my client actually did sign, within a week they had found a target and had submitted a letter of intent on that acquisition. So, I mean, it's not easy, but and maybe he got lucky, but I thought it matched really, really well. And I talked to him about, I don't know, a week or so ago, and he's very happy. not even close to open yet, obviously.
I think that was one of the things that going in, you know, with most of the, when we think about traditional senior care, you know, they come out of training and they hit the ground running. That doesn't happen with this. They have to be prepared for the acquisition stage. So it's just like buying a resale. And that's exactly kind of what you're doing. So it's not going to, you're not going to come out of training and start generating revenue next week or next month. And your clients need to be prepared for that. So, but thanks, Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. It's Frank Dunn. Really quick question. I've got clients that have, were presented with the concept, in the fall of 2014. They were ready to move forward. Of course, they plopped down their $5,000. And, of course, there has to be an acquisition target. So the experience of my clients has been, of course, a much longer period of time than I think your clients, Gordon. But I think I heard you say that, you know, Bob has been sort of learning. I'm just kind of wondering if you can address that point. What are some of the lessons you think they have learned, and how trusting can we be of their ops folks to assist in the, you know, acquisition process?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think one of the areas that came up were things like especially the acquisition value. You know, that's kind of a tough one, because when you go to Benetrends, or even, well, especially Benetrends, they'll go a little farther than most folks in giving people a number, but the number that we got was not the number for an acquisition. It was the number for an SBA loan that they would qualify for just based on their financial statement.
Yes, so, that's what they gave mine as well.
Okay, good. So then I understand that. So then, you know, there's a little bit of a leap on, okay, well, what will it be if I find a resale that's hitting that's selling for about $700,000 and doing $1.2 million in sales. You know, that's kind of the leap of faith part that was one of the larger challenges for us. And then working with the candidate on giving them enough information that, you know, when they're pretty far down the road, that there's a number of resales in your area, you know, they kind of throw that out there, but obviously, you know, they don't want to do a tremendous amount of work because nobody's signed yet. I think that's the tenderest spot in the deal. But seen so many franchises, if we're trying to tell people that we're there to help them and provide as much safety in their acquisition as possible, it's kind of hard to beat. This in terms of our inventory, I don't know that anybody else in our inventory does hospice. I might be wrong on that, but I don't think so. And
not to my knowledge, Gordon. The other thing I would say to Frank's question, my client hasn't been quite as lucky as Gordon's in identifying the acquisition. But what they did for my client was literally they identified, you know, who was out there for sale or not for sale. And they literally started calling to try to help, are you interested in selling? So they helped her identify things that maybe were not on the open market, as well as looking at those on the open market. So she's been, while it's been, you know, it's taken her a while, she has been very satisfied with the support, ongoing support, and the help in trying to get that acquisition and getting it up and understanding what she's, you know, what she's looking at from the LifeSpring people. They've been very supportive.
Does that answer it okay, Frank?
Yeah, it does. And of course, I think one of the lessons that I've learned is that it is a state-by-state thing, and it's largely influenced by what inventory there is within each state of the various licenses, and you know, some states, of course, are in more abundance than others. And I think there's a number of situations like the one my clients have stumbled into where you've got to be really, really patient. I mean, in other words, from you know our perspective, the deals are going to involve a much more slower burn. I mean, it could be you know 6, 9, 12 months, even longer between the time the client says yes, I want to go ahead and do this, and the time actually the deal gets consummated.
Yeah, that's true. In my case, the gentleman had lost his job, but he was doing consulting on the side, so he was going to hang in there and do that as long as he possibly could. So that was a little bit easier.
Yeah, but again, it's all about letting them know that up front. You know, that is you're just not coming out of training next month and getting started. And it's more in line with, as I positioned it, like a retail business, that you have to go find space and get it open and build out. So your time frame could be just as long as opening a retail business. So you have to be prepared for that.
I see it that way too, Pat. I guess the difference between retail and this is, from the Franchise broker's perspective, with retail you're getting paid when they sign the franchise agreement, and that's not the case in the LifeSpring scenario.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
it is. Unless your person just made a deposit. Did they not pay their franchise fee?
Well, that's just it, right? They pay the deposit, but it's until such time that they acquire the business that they're not obligated to pay the franchise fee.
Well, I don't know. Mine paid the fee up front, and I got paid right away.
Wow. I'm moving to Florida.
I don't know. So, yeah, you might want to check on how that works. I'm not sure who your client's working with, but certainly I do encourage you to reach back out to Jack and or Liz, whoever's working with your clients.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions for Pat?
Well, thank you all for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Pat, for sharing. And, yes, thanks to all who joined the call today, and I'll be posting it to Grand Connect shortly.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks. Great information. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Tracy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.